to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union BB Commerce Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network, and welcome to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. Coach, I don't know if we need to talk about football or continue to eat the chips and dip.
We can probably continue to eat. I'm good with that.
That's always a good thing.
It is. Well, Coach, a convenience. 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off the Glenwood game, coming off really two tough three games. Two out of those three games, two superior football teams. Perfect time to take a break. Mm-hmm. What are the pros and cons of having 2 weeks?
Pros are you get a chance to heal, get a chance to work on some things and make some improvements. Possibly look at some guys at some different places, different positions. Cons are that you're not getting game speed reps for 2 weeks. And going to Friday night on a long delay of game speed reps. So you hope that there's no rust and that it's kind of fluid and everything flows accordingly.
I saw those challenges Monday because it was beautiful out at practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sun's out, perfect day, and attention spans were short, and for some they were a little shorter than others.
Yes,
but you can't blame their kids.
Right.
And getting ready for a big game, because both teams come in winless and both teams want to win this football game Friday night.
Yeah. I thought that was a question.
No, go ahead. I'll stop right there. I don't want to be the 2 minute Anderson question. So
I missed some of those questions. I had to take notes on the questions so I can remember. It means a lot. Like, these guys have played against each other. They've played with each other. They've competed over the years. There's bragging rights. There's so much to it that it should feed itself with energy. Like, you shouldn't have to feed the kids to get them energized for this and get them pumped up for it. So practices, man, like, whoever created homecoming, like, should be.
I don't know where this is going.
Like, it's not fantastic. Like,
haven't we heard that the last, what, 5-6 years?
Hey, listen, whether we've been 7-0 or 0-3 or
– it's like, the same way.
It's the same way. Like, I'm consistent.
Okay? He is.
I am consistent. But, you know, and I do get it. Like, hey, these activities and these, you know, like, they're kids and let's have some fun and all of those stuff. But, like, when your starting guard and tackle come in on Wednesday and they're dressed like bananas and you're like – guys, we got practice in 15 minutes. And they're like, yeah, it's okay. We're good, you know. And then you get out there, and then they're acting like bananas. And I'm like, come on, guys. So it's been interesting. Like, I have a lot more gray hair than I had, and I already have a lot. But, you know, it's really, you know, no matter what. It's teenage kids. Goodness gracious. They're all over the place. Okay. I had one that decided he wanted to play in the dirt today. Like, what are we doing? He had dirt in his pocket. Like, what are you doing? You know? Like, we had one that got his hair done and his helmet doesn't fit now. So we got to figure that out. Like, if there's any coaches or retired coaches, like, listening, it is so different. Like, I've done this for 20-plus years, and it's so different nowadays.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You've seen this rivalry from both sides of the spectrum. That's, mm-hmm. You know, you did roam the sidelines very well at John Cox Stadium. I wanted to ask you, What is the big difference between then and now? How has the game changed? How has things made Coach Adam Fawcett different in the way he coaches?
Well, I had calmed down, and then I got rowdy again. So I guess I'm kind of in my rowdy phase again. But over the years, honestly, it has changed. And this is a, you know, again, this is an agree to disagree thing. But, like, the kids that I've had kids in the past that were just, like, rigid, tough kids. And their families were, you know, they understood the toughness and the rigidity of football and how all those things went. And it's just kind of changed over the years. And again, I blame it on the everybody gets a trophy mentality. I get it on the participation trophy thing. I get it on the, you know, at the end of the day, everybody is not. At the end of the day, there's a pecking order that has to be, and sometimes you're not good enough to be a starter, and that's okay. Sometimes you have to work harder than others. Sometimes you have to put in more effort than others and things like that. And at the end of the day, football is still a physical sport.
Yep.
And it's got to be played by physical people. And when we're not physical, it's very frustrating. And it's like my group now, like as far as kids go, man, they're a great group of kids, and they are fun to be around when we're not trying to coach football, you know. But there are times when it's just so frustrating because, like I want you to be nice and be great and friendly, like, in class. But I really need you to be a butthead on the football field.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
And it's just hard. Like, the mental and physical toughness of it is hard. And it's an immediate – there's more emotions on the football field now. There's more feelings on the football field.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about how coaches would get on to you. I think last week we talked about, you know, my days 100 years ago, coach got on to me at a game, and I went home and said something to my dad about it, and the first thing he said was, you better be glad I couldn't get to you. Well, it's different now in the sense, and it's not like everybody, but in the sense that coach got on to me today. Well, it's okay, you know. He didn't mean it, or I'm sure you didn't do that, or whatever the case may be. Whereas coaching is hard. Like we coach tough, mm-hmm. And we try to get the most out of them. And you have to use so many different methods. I mean, we've used the hey, you're better than that method. We've used the hey, that's terrible method. You know, that's not good enough. Like. We've used all the different methods that we can come up with. So you almost need to major in psychology and minor in education now to become a coach, to figure out the psyche of coaches.
You do.
And you talked about the mentality of everybody wins a trophy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of trophies, you know, when Johnny Johnson became the head coach at Chillsburg and we, you know, reinstated this rivalry, which is what it is. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these kids, especially out in the Aldena area, mm-hmm. they live right next to each other and go to two different schools. Mm-hmm. But that trophy, you've been kind of stingy with it, Coach. I mean, you've held it all 5 years now. But I think it's a great thing for schools like these two to have something like that.
Yeah, I think it's a neat thing to do, and it's really neat because it stayed with us for 5 years. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a good point. We got a nice spot for it on the shelf, and that's where it belongs. So, you know, we would like to continue to hold on to it and keep it.
Well, what have you got to do on Friday night to keep that trophy in regards to Childersburg? When we're talking a little X's and O's here, maybe in the voice of Childersburg, I've seen you guys play one time now and called all four of their games, but you've seen film, you're the head. What have you got to do to come out with a win?
Defensively, we gotta make sure we contain the quarterback. Quarterback can hurt you. He's got some wheels on him. He's got a good vision, so he can hurt you. You got to make sure he does not take over the game. So. Got to handle that defensively. Offensively, it's about assignment and alignment. It's about playmakers, and we got to find some playmakers. And we got to have some guys going back to feelings and emotions. We got to have some guys that say, "Hey, I'm the guy. Hey, I want to be, you know, give me the ball, you know." So we got to have those guys to step up. So,
well, coach, on offense, I saw, you know, a week and a half ago, Christian Jemison in the backfield and did a outstanding job, not to be the biggest running back you have, provided a spark.
Yeah, I thought Jimmy did a good job. Jimmy is probably one of our more solid guys, and I mean, Jimmy's a junior, and he is one that played at a young age with that other group. All right, I remember being in, oh my goodness, we had to go to South Alabama for that game. What was it? Who did we play?
Was it Clark County?
No. Wicksburg.
Wicksburg.
We had to go to Wicksburg, and there was an injury, and something else happened, and it's still a ball game, and all of a sudden Jimmy's at corner as a like eighth grader, and I'm like,
yeah,
well, what's going on? They're like, so and so's out. Okay. Well, hey, Wicksburg's coaches saw it right away, and they throw a ball over Jimmy's head, and I'm like, oh man, but like. He was able to get reps during that, and he came up in that tough time, and in that, like, he got smacked around by Kamore and Chris and some of those guys. So that toughness is ingrained in him. So, you know, very, very tough kid. And then obviously Cam Gaddis has done a good job for us, and he's a multi-purpose guy, can catch the ball, can run the ball. Doing things like that, and look, the, you know, offensively, you look at and like everything kind of goes back to the mental state. But you look at the opening drive at Glenwood. All right, the first play, we end up behind the sticks, and we end up in second and long, and then we drive the ball down the field, and we have a mistake, and quarterback gets hit from behind and fumbles. But like, we're driving the ball. Like, if you can. You can finish off that drive, you may have a different ball game, you know. So it's about momentum. It's about minimizing the mistakes. It's about moving the ball and being consistent moving the ball. And fortunately, thanks to Coach Zediker, he gave us a little locker room fodder in the paper. So he said that he hang on. I had to read it verbatim today.
He's got
to
pull it up. I have not seen or heard this. Have you, Greg?
I have not.
I have not. So this is new to me, and I'm gonna let Coach Adam Fawcett pull that up.
Where did it go? Read it earlier.
Are you sure it wasn't in your imagination?
No. Somebody posted it. Oh, here it is. This is a rivalry game and a county game, and we hope this gets us back on track. It's going to be electric and fun. We're going to have an advantage on the line.
So you got to challenge those big guys.
I shared that with my big guy, so I appreciate that poster that we were able to put up. So, and I like, man, Coach Zediker is a great guy. I ain't mad at him. I kind of cut up with him, and I hadn't had a chance to see him tonight, but I'm going to cut up with him tonight when I see him tonight, too, and tell him I'm going to make a poster of it and put it up in our locker room so we can remember that. But our line has to be challenged. Like, they have to answer the challenge. They've been challenged. They have to answer the challenge, and they got to step up to the challenge. So,
you're listening to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. We're live at La Costa. Greg Wyckoff, Dave McCurley. We're going to talk about Greg and I's calls for the game coming up because we've had some interesting ones over the last 5 years as well. And I'm sure this Friday night will be no different. But I've got something for you to come down here to La Costa. We call this the Coach's Cantina, okay? I'm going to tell you that they have made it possible that if you come in here and you order a Coach's Cantina, any of their dinner combinations are going to be $8.95. You can get a burrito, a taco, an enchilada for $8.99. That's not bad. So come on down here to La Costa. We've got Coach Adam Fawcett with us. He'll be on for a little bit more. And then, of course, Coach Matt Zediker and then Coach John Limbaugh as we round out the night. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about this rivalry. And Coach can talk about some of the better Childersburg-Comer games that he's been in from both sides, because I know he's coached it from both sides. We'll be back in just a minute. Live from La Costa, it is the Coach's Cantina.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate, or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Adam Fawcett Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union BB Comer Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, David McCurley, the man of the 30 minutes. I was going to say hour, but it's 30
minutes.
He's
the man of every hour. He's double the man on 30 minutes.
I'm not worthy of 30 minutes, much less an hour.
And we got to include, he's not allowed to talk on the show tonight.
Yeah.
But he is with headphones over there.
Well,
quarterback for the Comer Tigers, Max Fawcett.
And he knows I love him. And he knows that I call for Chillsburg, but there's nobody I want better to win than this young man right here. But if he keeps eating those nachos, about six plates of them, and get good and sluggish for Friday night, that'll be all right. He knows I love it.
Well, Coach, he's here, but I'm going to talk about him anyway. In the way your team has played, the way you've coached, they have responded, because even though there were two blowouts, there was a game should have beaten Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that score is not indicative of how that game should have gone. Your kids have not quit, and your quarterback hasn't quit, throwing some beautiful passes late in ball games when they really didn't, I mean, being honest, didn't matter, and still going downfield and executing. And I know you're wanting all the pieces to come together, but I feel going into Friday night, the pieces are a lot closer together than they were when we first started this game one.
Yeah, I that's the thing, and that's probably one of the frustrating things, is like you see it come together, and it's kind of like the opening drive at Glenwood. You see it coming together, and you see like the everything's clicking, and we're going where we're supposed to go. And blocking assignments are good, and we're picking up the blitz, and we're, you know, everything's moving. And then it's like one big brain fart, and we've got to get past that. Like, we've got to get past the mistake, and then even if we make the mistake, we got to get over the mistake. You know, and that's the key with these guys. And you have just the age difference in them too. You know, you look at our group that we have out there. Yeah, 8th grader, 9th grader, 10th grader, 11th grader, senior. You know, I don't know if that was 11 or not, but you know, like there's such a wide range of knowledge and ability out there that it's crazy. So, not that it's a fair evaluation, but it is a fair evaluation in the sense of the seniors, like, they got to play super crisp because they got to kind of not make up for the slack of the eighth grader, but they've also they got to kind of help him out. You know what I mean?
They got to be the cut on the field.
Right, and help him be that guy and get to where he needs to go. So,
and that's tough to lead and play at the same time.
It is very tough.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to ask you, you know, last year didn't start out real good either.
Mm-hmm.
And you never want to compare years because it's two totally different things. But in the years that I've talked with Johnny Johnson and now Matt Zediker, they've often felt like, you know, you get that, if you get that first one, a few of them will roll off. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way about this bunch with B.B. Comer, that if they ever get that taste, now they've only played three games, but if they get that taste, can a few more of them roll off?
I think so. Like I truly, you know, I kind of compare this bunch to the Dadeville group from last year. Dadeville was 0-5, 0-6 maybe, and all of a sudden they just start rattling off some wins and end up making the playoffs, you know. And, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, that's where we need to look at. That's what we need to see that and understand. Hey, these are the possibilities that you have moving forward. So, and, you know, last year, like, we ended up basically we beat Chillsburg, lost to Piedmont, and then we lost to Beulah. And Beulah was a game we should have won.
Then you go on the road to Randolph County, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then we went on the road to Randolph County. So it was like we lost to Beulah, and as a coaching staff, we're like, crap, like, you know, Randolph County's really good. We got to prepare for them, but we're looking at the possibilities of – we're looking at a playoff scenario then. Well, we go to Randolph County and beat them, and we kind of turn the region a little bit sideways then.
Yep.
If we had taken care of business a week before and beat Beulah and then knock off Randolph County, you're sitting in the playoffs.
Yeah.
With a possible chance to move to the third seed.
And one thing I have to remind myself of, and I know you do this too, you, like I said, you've only played three games. You're only 0-1 in the region right now. Chillsburg's 0-2. I think they come in with a little more urgency, even though they played those two private schools and I guess you could say got them out of the way.
Yeah.
But Greg, I mean, you're only 0-1 in the region. These guys have got a chance to do something before the end of the season.
You do, and I, coach. You have the team. There's one kid. I'm going to say his name, Ja'Kari Brown. He's a game changer. And when that switch turns on, I saw it last week. I saw it a little bit the week before, but I saw it more last week when Ja'Kari decides to take over for you on defense. It's trouble for anybody that we line up against.
You're correct. And the terminology was correct, when he decides to take over. And that's the key. And that's what conversation with him is like, when are you going to decide to be consistently really good and be consistently in command of everything that you do? Because it's possible. Like, it's very, very possible. He is a very, very good athlete. And he has the potential to control a game defensively. And we've been able to limit him offensively so that he's fresh defensively. That we've tried to kind of strategize that so that he's fresh and can play one side of the ball and be 100% for that.
Well, you've gotten good play from both your ends. We talked about it. Now we got to get the linebackers involved. You know, they have to be able to flow. They have to be able to feel. What have you done in this week and a half to prepare for Childersburg to to help those linebackers.
And we have ripped and ripped and ripped and done a lot of indie work and a lot of, you know, reading your keys and things like that. And just really the off week, we really went down and went back and broke it down to the basics of what are your keys and reading your keys and getting downhill and fighting off blocks and different things like that. So understanding the role that you have, you know, and for us defensively, and we haven't really talked about it, but our, you know, coming out of camp, one of our starting linebackers was Terrell Powell. Well, Terrell hasn't played a game because of injury, and we thought he was going to be ready to go this week. It looks like it's going to be next week before he's fully ready to go and fully cleared. But you get him back in the mix, we hope that that's a little bit of a game changer. But he's missed 5 weeks. So, and not his fault. It's an injury. It's a significant injury that had to be taken care of. But now he's missed 5 weeks, so you got to get him back in shape as well. You know, he's been there for the walkthrough stuff and the indie stuff and the listening and things like that. But he hasn't done actual reps of getting downhill and actual reps of reading guards and things like that. So you got to be able to get him back in the flow too.
What's the one thing you would say that you would have to do to beat Childersburg? Offensive, defensively, special teams, it doesn't matter. What's the one thing that you have to go into that game and execute?
We gotta bring a lot of energy and get some momentum and keep it. That's the key. Is we gotta be able to score and get ahead and get some blood in the water, so to speak, and keep the pedal on the gas.
Coach, I'm gonna ask you one quick thing. We talked about it last week, and you was kind of undecided. What'd you end up doing last Friday night?
I took my wife to dinner.
Thank you. You did the right thing, Coach. Yes. I got you, buddy. Yeah. And it was enjoyable, wasn't it?
Yep, it was. Yeah, I took her to dinner and kept up with the game. She's like, why are you on your phone? I was like, I was just checking on something. It's okay.
Which game was you keeping up with, Coach?
I was keeping up with the Childersburg game. Yeah. So
how'd I do?
But you did good.
I turned it over to the younger guys in the second half. I'm trying to prepare them because it's going to come a day when this old man, he's kind of like you, Coach. We're getting on up there to where somebody else is going to have to do
it. Like I want to like I keep getting closer and closer to that phase where like I still want to be involved, but I want to be involved in the aspect of finding a coach that will let me cut the grass and line the field. Like let me do that. Like, give me a T-shirt and a hat, and I'll provide the rest. Like, maybe, you know.
Now, we're going to get the robot that Glenwood has.
Yeah.
That's what we got to have.
I know what you really want to do. You want to control those lights down there when you score at the stadium. That's what you really want to do.
Listen, like, you know that you're getting old when you can't keep up with, like, all the stuff. Like the stupid the kids and the stupid 6-7 thing, like, it's so dumb. I don't get it. But I'll say it like I'll say it at home, and both the boys will start laughing at me. I'm like, you know, and I do it on purpose. But, like, the kids, like, they think that's hilarious, you know, and it's just, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, Greg, he's who he is for a reason. He's been successful. So successful as a head coach, and he's kept that trophy now for 5 years, all the 5 years we've given it, and I know he wants to keep it again Friday night, but we'd just like a little bit of a taste of it in Childersburg. But, I do know this. There's a lot of people in Childersburg that still think very highly of Coach Adam Fawcett and what he does for these young men.
They do, you know, and I am very football superstitious. I have a surprise Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I have a surprise. So can't wait for that. Can't wait for the game.
Well, I want to say this real quick. You talking about being in Childersburg. Man, four great years of my career was in Childersburg.
Absolutely.
And I loved every minute of it. And anytime I go back to Childersburg, those people talk to me at the basketball games and all that other stuff. And even seeing kids that I coach that are now, you know, involved in the program and stuff like that. So Man, I enjoyed those 4 years and loved that opportunity, but I still want to beat y'all Friday night.
I know that. But you know what? As well as Winterboro, too. I mean, yeah. Very successful at Winterboro. But, well, it's about time for Coach to get out here. I know he told me he had to go pretty quick tonight, and he's come in and eat some chips and brought his young son in here with him. And I hope you need to finish up those nachos there, Max, because I want you to be good and sluggish come Friday.
He needs to throw about 4 touchdown passes, 250 yards, win the game so he can talk next week.
Mm-hmm. That is right. So, Coach Adam Fawcett, thank you for being here. Greg, thank you, buddy. And we're going to have a great call Friday night with both of these schools and bring back this rivalry that has really needed to be there the whole time, to be honest with you.